Sweetest friends, we are continuing our previous shiur on the topic of Bari Vishema, B'chamshin Yadana, B'chamshin Lo Yadana. And in the previous shiur, we miyased, based on Moreno Agon Reb Chaim Zecher Tzadik Livracha, Rosh Hashiva Smir, that for a chiyuv shvua, you require a kfira b'chiyuv hamamon. If there's no kfira b'chiyuv hamamon, person just says 50 I know and 50 I don't know, he says I don't know, there's no kfira b'chiyuv hamamon. And with that we explained Tosfos. So let's see where we get that. It says in Bava Metzia Daf Chaf Ches Amud Aleph that if you have simanim that the aved is yours, and the other guy also has simanim that the aved is his, but he also has an eid echad. So aid echad kamanda le seidami v'yaniach. The one aid is like he doesn't exist, and you leave it. It's just you make it simanim against simanim, and nobody gets it, since they both gave simanim for the aveda. And there's a machlekes rishonim. The Rush writes that also shekineged aid has to swear. Reuven has an aid, Shimon doesn't have an aid, Shimon has to swear. Shuas HaTorah, to be makchish the aid echod. And if he doesn't swear, then you give it to the one with the aid. However, the Rambam, 13th parak of Gzeilev Aveda, Halacha Vav, seems to say that there's no shvua b'chai gavna. There's no shvua, even though there's an aid echod. B'chein das hanemuke Yosef. In the Rosh, he writes that he must be correct. I'm quoting his lashon: "The logar mimashim hayabiyada v'yachad omer shelihu v'hayaed misayu." It's no less than if he had it in his hand and somebody said, "Hey, it's mine," and the aid is helping him and saying, "Yeah, it's really yours." So just like if somebody's holding an object and somebody said, "It's mine," and the aid is misayah, the person holding the object has to swear he's mechuyav shvua. So too, if the third party is holding it, and both sides give siman, and one guy gives also produces an aid, the other person has to be nishba. So what's taka the svar of the Rambam that there's no shvua? So it appears follows: why is there no shvua? The nesivis siman pei zayin sif katan aleph was mechadish that if Reuven is tovea from Shimon two behemoths of Reuven's that went into the rishus of Shimon, and Shimon says to him, one of them was never mine, and the second one is in my rishus, and you can take it. One of them, he says, me'olam lo haisa biyadi, and the other one, he says, you could have it. It's in my rishus. Take it. Also, when both of them are standing on the street, and Reuven says they're both mine, Shimon says, one is mine, one's yours. This is not called, says the Nesivis, Moed B'miktsas. Because even if you hold Heilach Chayov, like it says in the Gemara, somebody says, give me 100. He says, 50, I don't know you, and 50 is yours, Heilach. So there's no Chiyuv. So even according to the Amandi Omar, this is not called Moed B'miktsas. Why? Because Moed B'miktsas is only when somebody is Tovea, a Halva, or a Pikadon, that there's a Chiyuv Haguf to pay up this Halva, to return this Pikadon, Mashenken Kan. He's neither a Shimer nor a Gazlan. Just it automatically walked into his rishus, or it's standing on the street, and they're arguing who the object belongs to. One they agree about, and one they argue about. So the one he agrees about is not called the Moed B'miktsas. Ad kan midivrei anesivis. And what he means is that it's not called Hoda B'miktsas to be Mechayev Shvua unless he's Moed B'guf HaChiyuv Shel HaGzeila Shel HaHalva Shel HaPikadon. it has to be Moda Beguf Achiv, that there was some sort of Gzeila Havor Pikadun here. But if he walked into his Rishus on his own, the animal just goes into his Rishus. The Gavra didn't do anything. He has no Chiv at all, because he did nothing. There's no Torah Sodah, and therefore it's not considered Moda Bemiktsas. So he never stole it. He was never given it as a loan or a pikadon. So what chiyuv does he have? He has no chiyuv. There's no moda b'miktsas. Now the behemas kfira, the one person says to the other, it's mine, the other person denies it, there is a kfira's chiyuv. Because if it came into his rishus and he doesn't return it, he's a gazlan. So he's tovei him al chiyuv gzeila. Ve'hanitba koifer b'chiyuva. So that you have, he's koifer b'chiyuva, because he's saying you're a gazlan. Because you have to return and you're not. What he admits to, he has no chiyuv in the first place. What chiyuv does he have? He's not a gazlan. He didn't steal it. He didn't deny it. He just said, take it. That's not called moda b'miktsas. We could be mechadesh, that just like the nesivus was mechadesh, that we require a hoda b'chiyuv hagavra, otherwise it's not a hoda hamechayeves. So too we can say that the kfira has to be kfira b'chiyuv hagavra. Otherwise, there's no taras kfira. Like we see in Bav Mitzia Dalet Amar Aleph, that a chiyuv shvu is on a taina and a kfira. That when the nitba is koifer b'tvias hatoveya, the Torah was mechadish a chiyuv shvua. Makes a tain in his koifer, there's a chiyuv shvua. So we can say that that's only in a place that the tvias and the gavra are telling him to return the object that you have. His kfir is considered a kfir if he says, no, I don't have it. But if the din v'dvarim b'neihem is on an object that's in the market, it's on the street, his taina that the object is his is not considered a kfira to be mechayev him a shvua, because he has to have a chovas gavra, and then he has to be kofer this chovas gavra. What chovas gavra does he have when the object is standing on the street? He has no chovas gavra. So he's not being kofer in the case of the animal, two animals, like we mentioned before. The case of two animals standing on the street, and Reuven says that they're both mine. Shimon denies one of them. Shimon has no chovas gavra to return it. It's not in his rishus. He's not stealing it. So what chovas gavra does he have to return this object in the middle of the street to the person claiming it? An afkamina would be if somebody's claims two objects. There's one you stole, and one's in the shuk. One's standing in the middle of Columbus Avenue and 75th. You ever see oxen walking around Columbus Avenue? I haven't been there in a while. And he says that this is mine. One in the shuk, he says, it's mine. The one I stole, I'll return. I admit I stole. But he's koi for the object in the shuk. He says, it's mine. He doesn't have to swear. Because there is hodah, but there's not kfira. Because there's no chiyuv gavra here to return that object in the street. So according to this, it would appear that even b'shvuah seirecha, the chiyuv shvuah is dafka, when the nitba is koi for b'chiyuvo. When you have a shvuah seirecha, Chiyuv Shvua is only when the Nitva denies his obligation. Mashenkin, when the object is Munach Biyat Shomer HaAveda, that's not considered Kfira. Because the Tviyas HaBailim is from the one who found it, and not the one who claims that the object is his. So even though his claim that the object is his holds the Bailim back, the other party back, from receiving the object from the finder, but there's no Taras Kfira, because there's no Tvi on him, like we said before. There has to be a Tvi on the person to do something, what he's obligated to do. With an object on the street, there's no such Tvi. What obligation do you have to return an object on the street to somebody else? And when the object is in the hands of the finder, there is also no obligation. So you're right, his taina, that it's his with simanim, is ma'akev, but the tvi is not on him, the tvi is on the finder. So since the tvi is not on him, you can't say he's considered a kofer. Since he's not a kofer, there's no chiyuv shvua. So that is a proof for our Yisod, that for Chiyuv Shavua, you need dafka kfira for when it's on the person, when there's a tvi on the person, on the gavra, only then is there going to be a Chiyuv Shavua. What about our original Yisod? That for the Chiyuv Shvua, you need a Kfira B'Chiyuv Mamon. And with that we explain Tosfos. In the previous shiur, there is no Chiyuv Shvua. When there's Chamshin Yadan and Chamshin Lo Yadana, there is no Chiyuv Shvua. Why is there no Chiyuv Shvua? Because there's no Kfira B'Chiyuv Mamon. Because this is according to the Man D'Yomar, Bari V'Shema Bari Adif. And Mela, his Shema, doesn't get him anywhere. So there's no kfira b'chiyuv mamon, and memela, there's no mitoch sheni ochol lishava mishalim. There's no chiyuv shvua to start with. So where do you get that? So the Rambam in Perek Chof Mimechira Halacha Yud writes in the din of a machlif parah v'chamor v'yolda, somebody exchanges a parah for a chamor, and the parah gave birth, and we don't know if it gave birth b'rishus bala parah, and for the original owner of the parah, b'rishus bala chamor. Ve'oyle midvarav sheish b'zeh chiluke dinim. That in an instance that he says ad shalom acharti yolda, v'zeh emer mishalakachti yolda, it's bari u'bari, they're both clear. And the lekeach has to bring a raya. So we pass like Rabbanan of Sumchus, Hamotzimech of Alveraya, not Cholkim. However, the Moicher, Dav Shvarani, has to swear, if I said that correctly, Shvuas HaTorah, Vlad HaParah, because he's Moldim Miktas, because the lekeach is Toivea, HaParah, and Vlad, and he's Moldim HaParah, and he's denying the Vlad. And in an instance where it's Shema v'Shema, Eino b'rishus echad mehem, if it's Shema and Shema and it's in neither of their rishuses, then yachloku. So the Magid Mishnah already explains that even though we pass in like Rabbanan, not like Sumchus, nevertheless the Rambam is talking about where it's standing the Agam in either of their properties. And in such a case, even according to the rabbis who argue with Sumchus, here they agree as long as the Marakama says Shema. In an instance where the buyer says Bari, that the blood is his, and the Mercha says Shema, Rambam says that the Loikeach has to bring a Raya. The Loikeach has to bring a Raya. The Magid Mishnah says that if he doesn't bring a Raya, it's Yachloku. Because if they're both Shema Chokim, certainly when the Lokeach is a Bari Chokim, if he doesn't bring a Raya. Ulech Oira, Yesh Letmoa Bezet Tmiha Rabta, Yesh Po Kushya Gdola Meot, Shehare, Me'achar Sheha Lokeach Toein Bari, since the Lokeach makes a Tainas Bari, and he's Toivea the Parah and the Vlad, and the Moicher is Moide Baparah. Imkain, yesh kan chiyuv shvuas hatorah shel moide b'miktzas, like the Rambam says in Bari v'Bari. That the moicher has to make a shvuas hatorah, and the vlad because it's moide b'miktzas, because he admits the pari, just doesn't admit the vlad. So in the Lokech says Bari, and the Toveya and he's Toveya the Parah and the Vlad, and the Mocher is Modeh B'Parah, there's a Chiyuv Shavuos HaTorah Modeh B'Miktzas. So if so, when the Mocher is only Shema, why don't we say Mitoch She'eni Ochol L'Shavu Mishalim? Why does the Rambam say Yachloku? Why if the Lokech is Bari and the Mocher is Shema, if Lokech doesn't bring a Raya, the din is Yachloku? Why is it Yachloku? The Mocher should have to swear because he's Modeh B'Miktzas, Umutoch She'ein O Yochol Liyishava Mishalim. And if you look in the Sigas HaGemara above Metziah 97b, it's a Mefurish of Liba Desumchus that B'chai Gavna, there's a din of Mitoch She'eino Cholosh of Mishalim. So why not according to the rabbis? Aval al pi ha'amur yesh li yashev. The dafka, in the case of Simchus, and 97b, where he's talking about She'ula v'schura, the Shomer is Muchzok, talking about where the Shomer is Muchzok. There can we say in the Gemara that there's a Chiyuv Shavua because of the Din Muchzok of the Moicher. We see the Lokeach as being Moitzi HaChefetz Miyado, and the Kfira that he makes, the Kfira of the Moicher, it's kfira me'alya. That's a good kfira. That he would have to, that he'd be mischayev shvu al yada, since it's in his hands. So, if an animal dies in the rishus of the shoel, if the mashil says, for example, I gave you three paras, two b'sheil and one b'schirus, and the mashil says that two animals that died were of sheila, and the shoel says to the mashil, yeah, it's true, the one of sheila died, I have to pay it, the other one I don't know. Whether it's the one of sheila or not, and the one of schirus is still alive, or the Schirus one died and I don't have to pay, and the one that remains alive is the one of She'ela, so he doesn't know which one died, if he has to pay. So in such a case we say, Mitoch she'ni ochel ishava mishalim. And the Gemara says that this later on the Gemara says that this is simchus. So we're talking about where it's in the rishus of the shomer, like being in the rishus of the mocher. So therefore the kfira of this muchzak is considered a kfira, and he's mischayv shvua yada. Mashen came with divrei Rambam. The Rambam's talking about where it's not in either of their rishus. And according to the rabbis in such an instance, you're cholek, just like sumchus, as long as the Marakamish says Shema. And the reason is because in such an instance, the Din Marakama of the Mocher doesn't help. If he had a Din of Marakama, we would say Amotzi Mechavrel V'raya. But it doesn't, so we say Cholkim, because it's neither of their Rishus. And since that's the case, we can say that the Kfira of the Mocher is not considered the kfira, because the chayfetz isn't tachas yada, and he has no din marakama, and because of this, is no chiyav shvua, because a chiyav shvua is only when the chayfetz is birshuscha. Your koyfer chayfetz shusa is not birshuso. Dafka v'bari, that lokeach is considered motzimecha v'al v'raya, and the moicher as a din marakama. There we say that it's in his rishus. He says it's mine. And he's denying the Vlad. He says that the Vlad was born when it was still in my rishus. So he is a Marakama. And since he is a Din Marakama, when he says Bari, and since he's a Marakama, we say Amotzi Mechavrel V'raya, but he also has to be Nishba, a Shvu D'Araisa, because he's Kofer, a Vlad that's in his Rishus. And that's when you're Chayiv Shvu, when it's in your Rishus. Now when it's not in your rishus, so you saw, the yisod that we saw by Aveda applies here as well, that if it's not in your rishus, that's not kfira to be mechayiv shvua. If you're koifer an object that somebody claims is his but it's not in your rishus, that's not considered a kfira to be mechayiv shvua. So now that we have mevar the yisod that the chayiv shvua is dafka makom this kfira, and this kfira is to be mechayiv shvua, has to be a proper kfira. So we have to say that 50 yodana, 50 yodana, 50 I know about, 50 I don't know about. He'd be mechuyav shvua. That's al karchach, because gam tanas eini yodea is considered kfira. When he says I don't know, that's denying it. But that's dafka l'man d'amar lav bari adif, that even though the nitba says shema isn't a kofer mamish, nevertheless it's considered that there's kfira here, because b'dinei mamon the tainus shema patters him, so we judge it like kfira. But if we say that bari v'shema bari adif, so b'dinei mamon he's chayav when he says chamshin yadana chamshin lo yadana, because the other guy knows about the other 50. So b'dinei mamon he's chayav, there's no kfira at all, it's not a proper kfira. Like a proper kfira has to be that it's in my rishus, a proper kfira has to be that I'm kofer. And here he's b'chal saying he doesn't know and he has to pay. So there's no kfira here. And since there's no kfira, because he's saying he doesn't know and the other guy gets it al pidin, there's no chiyuv shvua. Muchach we zeh, the way we explain Tosfos, the kasha of Tosfos is that must be that Rav Yehuda and Rav Huna don't hold a Rabbi Abba, because Rabbi Abba says in 50 I don't know mitoch she'eino chalel shav mishalei. Tosfos says they don't hold like him, because they say that he's chayiv. What does it mean he's chayiv? He's chayiv and there's no chayiv shvua. The person who says any odeh is chayiv and there's no chayiv shvua. So since he's chayev, there's no kfira. If he's chayev to pay, then there's no kfira, because we say bari v'shem bari adif. So somebody says mana li biyadcha, and the other one says eini yodea. Rav Yehuda and Rav Huna say chayev. And if it would be 50-50, they would say that there's no chiyuv shvuah umitoch she'eino chalel shav mishalei. Because just like if he says, give me the whole thing, and the other one says, I don't know, he has to pay. So that's not considered a proper kfira. So too, if it's 50-50, 50 I know, 50 I don't know, the nitba has to pay, and memela, there's no chiyuv shvuah. So it's not like we originally understood Tosfos, that he has to pay straight away, and we don't have to come on to mitoch she'eino chalel shav mishalei. No, not that it's possible to have mitoch she'eino chalel shav, but we don't have to come on to it because he's chayiv to pay it at 50. I know 50. I don't know. It's more than that. What Tosfos is saying is that there's no chiyuv shvuah at all. Because when he says, give me the whole thing, he's chayiv. He says, give me 50, and the other guy says, 50, I know, 50, I don't know. Bari v'shem, bari adif, that's Rav Hunan and Rav Yehuda Shita. So he's also chayiv. So that's not considered kfir anymore. His kfir is meaningless. He's bari v'shem, bari adif. So this, I don't know, being considered a kfira only works if lav bari adif, but if you hold bari adif, that's not considered a proper kfira. And that's not like the Divrei Mishpat wanted to learn. That the kash is, you don't need the din of mitoch. Because anyway, he's chayav al bari adif. No. There's no mitoch at all. Because there's no kfira. And Memela, the kasha of the Divrei Mishpat on the Ktzos, is not a kasha. Because the Ktzos wanted to be Mechadish B'din Mitoch She'eino Chalel Shav Mishalei, that he can't say afterwards, oh, I remembered. Because Eino Chozer B'Toin. And the Divrei Mishpat said, wait a second. If that's true, that there's no chazara b'eino chalel shav mishalei, and he's understanding that by bari v'shema, when a person gives a tain of shema and then he changes his mind, he can change his mind. So that doesn't shtim with Tosfos anymore. The Ktos doesn't shtim with Tosfos, because according to the Ktos, there's a big nafkamina between mitoch she'eino chalel shav mishalei and a tain of shema. Tainas Shema, you can bari v'shema, you can change your mind. Shema guy can say, oh, yeah, I remember. And mitoch she'eino chalel shav mishalei, he can't. That's why Rabbi Abba came out to mitoch she'eino chalel shav. So if the Ktzos is correct, the Ktzos doesn't have a kasha. course they're agreeing. Rabbi Abba says mitoch shein achol shav. He also agrees that, like with the Bari Vishem Bari Adif. But he has to come out to mitoch shein achol shav mishalim in order to say that there's no turning back. Now we're explaining that's b'chalal what Tosis means. Tosis is saying there's no possibility of mitoch shein achol shav mishalim. It's not even in the parsha. And the reason is because this isn't a proper kfira. Because Bari Vishema Bari Adif, he's saying, I don't know, and the Bari Adif beats him straight away. And Amela, there's no kfira here. There's no chiyav shavua. So Taka Rav Yehuda and Rav Huna hold there's no chiyav shavua at all, and they argue with Rabbi Abba. Advarim hayin eflaim, and we should be zeiche lahamshich lilmodu lelameit lishmor belasos. The kind was called Divrei Salmatora Subi Abba, Main Via Main. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.